Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Brenda Easter about their ribbon-cutting ceremonies. Indianola Chamber of Commerce held a ribbon-cutting ceremony this week. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, yes, we did. It's always an exciting time when you can add a business that's been in Indianola for 45 years to the Indianola Chamber Alliance, which is really a powerful network of businesses that are like-minded, community-minded, and really willing to do what it takes to build a strong community and a strong economy for Indianola.
Well, this was kind of a unique situation as well. Usually a business that either, you know, opens up as a ribbon cutting or recently joins the chamber as a ribbon cutting, and this was that case, but it's been a business that's been around for 45 years plus here in Indianola.
They have, and I think that's a true testament to Rich Creer and his team for providing such great service, a good product for people who are in the market of building a home. And I think it sounded like remodeling their homes. And I think that people like to do business with people they trust and do good work. And I think being in business for 45 years is a true testament for that.
Some of the topics of discussion during the ribbon cutting I found very fascinating about home building during kind of the pandemic going on. And they talked a lot about, you know, business as a whole. What did you gather from that?
Well, it sounded like lots of people were doing remodeling projects. Lots of people were building new homes. And I think because of the pandemic crisis, it sounded like maybe some of our supply chains, we had a few breaks in that. And being able to continue to meet the demand of the public is hard when you don't have the supply chain in place. So I think the thing that we're learning here is that the pandemic crisis has probably touched every single business in some way, slightly different. These guys are as busy as they've ever been, and yet they've got a supply chain break here and there. So the other thing I thought was very interesting is that Wausau Homes actually purchases their supply annually. So they aren't short on plywood and some of the most common things that you use to build a house. But I know many other builders are. So I think, again, it's the pandemic crisis has probably touched many in so many different ways. But we still have a really booming economy for homes, it sounds like.
One of the things talked about from the chamber perspective was, you know, these ribbon cuttings are an important part of the community, and being able to at least perform some of that functions right now is, I think, an important part of where we are at.
Absolutely. You know, we want to get back to normal. We all do. New normals are, we talk about that all the time, but we want to celebrate things that are happening, and we want to celebrate businesses that are doing great things. And so, yeah, we've started bringing back our ribbon cuttings. We're doing them in a little smaller scale. Obviously, the business owner can have as many people as they like, but our ambassadors, you know, we're kind of limiting them to maybe, you know, 3 to 5 people so that we can keep the gathering small, but still celebrate that business, because that's what's so important right now during a pandemic crisis is to find those things that you can celebrate and share it with others. And that's what we're doing today.
All right, well, there's a business out there who maybe hasn't heard of the ribbon cuttings or something, what should they do to reach out and maybe get one themselves?
Hey, we are always happy to welcome every business in Indianola and some of the surrounding areas that maybe don't have a chamber in their communities. We do our darndest to help promote and to help connect those businesses to each other, to the community, and to give them some exposure that they might not otherwise get. And also, we supplement the stuff that they're already doing through advertising, perhaps on KNIA radio, some of the other markets. So, you know, we're here for everyone. We're here for all the businesses. We do our best to represent you well, and we take great pride in doing that. So give us a call, 515-961-6269.
Thanks to Brenda Easter for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.